This is episode 1982 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series this week on finding courage in a crisis, helping you manage fear when things seem so out of control. And we are experiencing the global pandemic with the COVID-19 coronavirus. In this week's series, I'm sharing with you the same meditations that I share with you on the Sip and Om meditation app, where I share a daily 30-minute guided meditation experience there. And I'm sharing those with you this week because I want you to have hope. I want you to know that although there's a lot of uncertainty and chaos and fear, that you can manage this. And I'm sharing with you meditation techniques to help you do that this week. I look forward to sharing today's episode where you are guided combining all the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long into one meditation so you can see how to layer these techniques. Remember, you can layer and use these techniques in your day-to-day life when you're not meditating. Use them on or off your meditation cushion. If you are just joining us, that is perfect. Each episode is its own unique meditation. So you don't have to necessarily start at the beginning of the series to make your way through the whole series. I hope you enjoy today's meditation. As always, be safe. How are you doing today? How is your challenge coming along? Stop for just a moment and think about what it is you're looking forward to in the future. Taking yourself out of this present moment crisis where there doesn't seem to be any control over what's going to happen. And think about what you can control. What you want to do when the crisis is over. How you want to feel. Who you want to be with, how you want to live. A crisis is the kind of event that doesn't happen, fortunately, too often in our lives, especially a global pandemic crisis such as we are experiencing as I record this. Even if you are listening to this series to manage your own crisis long after this pandemic is over, think about how the crisis has changed you, has changed the world around you, and how you view it. I want to share with you this quote by Paulo Coelho from his book, The Devil and Miss Prim. Paulo Coelho is a famous author who wrote a book that is quite a timeless book now, and it is called The Alchemist. And I actually shared an entire series based off of that book a few years ago. You can find that within the app and listen to it if you want to explore more of Paulo Coelho's wisdom. He is a Brazilian author who is living. He was born in 1947. He's currently 72 years old. He's written many books, and as I mentioned, his most famous is The Alchemist. And the quote I want to share with you to reflect on your own life as you live through this crisis. When we least expect it, life sets us a challenge to test our courage and willingness to change. At such a moment, there is no point in pretending that nothing has happened, or in saying that we are not yet ready. The challenge will not wait. Life does not look back. A week is more than enough time for us to decide whether or not to accept our destiny. When you look back 1 week ago today, I bet you didn't think that you would be where you are at this moment. I know that's how I feel. When I look back a week ago, I was more or less mostly staying home. I could see what was happening in China and Italy in regard to this virus, and I thought that just staying away from people would be the best way not to catch the virus. And fortunately, I work from home, so I was able to do that. Now, the city where I live, Tampa, has mandated that everyone stay inside unless you need to leave for essential reasons, such as buying groceries or going to the doctor. And most places are closed, although you still do see quite a few people who are still going out and about doing their business as if nothing is going on. So you may be experiencing the same thing wherever you live to a greater or lesser extent. So there is this point during this crisis where we really do have to change our lives, the way we live our lives. And this is something that's impacting the entire world. So we are all having to make drastic changes in our lives. So the courage is in facing this change, not with fear, but with hope. And by creating something new out of this change that can propel you forward in a way that allows you to grow and expand and to help others as well to grow and expand to become better. I know many people that I've spoken with in my neighborhood have said they've enjoyed this time so much with their loved ones at home, and they are reconnecting. But we're not through this crisis, and the novelty can wear off. And so we must have courage to think about how we're going to face future changes from this crisis and how we're going to face these changes. So in today's episode, I'm going to be combining and layering all the different meditation techniques we've explored throughout this series to have courage in a crisis, so that you can see how to layer these techniques in your own life to help you reduce fear, so that you can have this courage for change, for something new, for something different, for something better. Sometimes going through a crisis can make you long for the way things were. Embrace what is before you. Embrace what is yet to come. I have a special challenge for you today. This meditation I'm recording on a Friday. It's day 6 of the series. You can listen to the episodes in any order you want. But as I record this, I always share with you, just as we put the finishing touches on a series, you have one more day after today, I issue you a challenge. This is a fun and fearless challenge. So your daily challenge for this series has been to think about what you're going to set as a goal to reward yourself for managing your fears and summoning that courage as you have gone through this crisis. So this is a reward for after the crisis. And as you go through the crisis, remind yourself of something that excites you, something that gives you hope. And that's what your challenge has been every day this week. Well, your fun and fearless challenge is a way for you to break out of your regular comfort zone, even though probably you are living out of your comfort zone currently, as we all are through this crisis we're all experiencing together. Think about a way you can give hope to someone else. So I called someone that I know lives alone. She's an 85-year-old good friend of mine whose name is Sarah. She's from the Philippines originally. She now lives here in Florida. She's lived here for several years. But her husband died a couple years ago, so she's all alone. She doesn't have any children, and the rest of her family is in the Philippines. And Sarah has been sick, and I have been checking on her, and I was asking her what she has been up to. What has she been doing? Because she's not going out. She's all alone, and she lives in an apartment. And she told me she's been so busy. She's been feeling so weak, and she actually is going to be tested as potentially having the coronavirus. But she said that she went through her closet and picked out some old clothes that she didn't want to wear any longer, but they were still in good condition. And she's been making masks for medical care personnel who need the masks. There's a worldwide shortage of masks. And she said, "But my masks are not so good yet. I need to perfect it a little more." But she's making masks as she is dealing with feeling ill herself, living all alone. So I called to give her courage, but she actually gave me courage. And I thought about how I've been watching way too many news sources. And I think I've learned enough about the coronavirus that I need to know to keep myself and my family safe. So now I'm going to be like Sarah, and I'm going to think of how I can help others who need it most. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but that is my challenge for today. So I'll come up with something today. So I encourage you to do the same for your fun and fearless challenge. My own meditation teacher said that when you give, that's half the battle. You can accomplish anything and have all the courage you need and reduce fear simply by giving, by thinking about what you can give. So as you settle yourself down to meditate today, sit up straight. Keep your eyes slightly elevated upward. Bring to mind your reward for yourself after this crisis. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your neck. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest. Relax your arms. Relax your hands. You may place them in the Brahma Mudra, both palms upward on your lap, folding your thumbs into your palms and closing your fingers over your thumbs, making little fists and touching your fists together. This helps to balance your mind and body and relax your nervous system. Hold this mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so. Do it throughout your day to balance your emotions. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften, allowing your abdomen to expand fully as you inhale through your nose. And as you exhale through your nose, feel your abdomen sink back downward, revitalizing your body cells with your breath. Relax your hips. Notice how you're seated. Feel yourself connected to the earth. Feel as though you are rooted like a tree, branches stretching deep beneath the earth, connecting you to your ancestors, to those people who have made a big difference in your life, to those people who believe in you and support you. Visualize the color red at your fifth chakra, right at your tailbone. Rooted to the earth. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Release any remaining areas of tension in your body. Notice where you hold this tension. Gently release it with each exhale, inhaling strength, exhaling courage. your spine straight. Your jaw is soft. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your stomach is soft. Mentally affirm, all good things come to me. Good things come to me. Thinking of your future, goals, your excitement, anticipated joys ahead of you. Now go ahead and inhale to the count of six or whichever count feels right for you. And then you'll hold your breath to the count of seven. And then you'll exhale to the count of eight. Do this six times. I'll guide you through the first round, and then you can do this as you go more deeply into your meditation. Spine straight. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. Continue this breath and then go into your inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.